as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some very poignant testimony from some homeowners who get their water from wells in Peshtigo, and also in Marinette County. That area of the state has the worst contamination from forever chemicals of anywhere in the state. But as you know, forever chemicals are now in the water in some places in Milwaukee County, Bain County, Eau Claire, Wausau, Rhinelander, La Crosse. It's all around the state. It's been found in deer. Deer drink water. Deer drink water, and deer do not know any county boundaries. They can't read signs. Deer's getting into the deer herd. Well, there's a woman named Cindy Boyle in Peshtigo who gave very, very poignant testimony. She said, quote, having standards would mean we don't have to live in constant fear that chemicals are coming into our wells, that we have the law behind us to protect ourselves. Cindy Boyle in Peshtigo, a lot of the wells are contaminated. 1 million Wisconsin residents use wells for their groundwater. It's almost 20% of the state. 1 million Wisconsin residents use wells, the groundwater, through wells for their drinking water and cooking water. They are all hoping that the state sets standards. Now you'd think, come on, Matt. They say that Minnesota is a land of 10,000 lakes. We have more lakes than Minnesota. We have 20,000 lakes. We have an unbelievable amount of lakes. We live by our clean water. Our tourism industry brings in billions of dollars a year, and a lot of it is fishing, boating, water skiing, and swimming. A lot of it. And then a lot of it is deer hunting and other kinds of hunting where the animals drink water. The League of Women Voters, there's a petition out from the League of Women Voters and a group called Save Our Water, which is SOH2O, great name, Save Our Water, SOH2O. Doug Oetzinger of Marinette, former mayor of Marinette, former leader in the Democratic Party when I was the chairman, friend of mine, a good guy, is part of this petition. It's very poignant. It just says, DNR, please set standards. The federal government doesn't set standards, believe it or not. The EPA is looking at it, and if and when they do set standards, that would control and trump any state inaction. Although the U.S. Supreme Court recently has ruled that regulations can't be enforced unless the Congress agrees, and the Congress will gerrymander, strike that, they are gerrymandered, the Congress will filibuster anything that Moscow Mitch thinks would hurt Joe Biden. This is what we've come down to. Cancer water. Now in the state, we could do it. The DNR could do it, except that Fred Pren is still there. He's the Republican, he's pro-cancer water. And you may say, oh, well, that's not fair, Matt, he's not pro-cancer water. Well, a guy who obstructs any standards so the donors to the Republican Party can put cancer in the water is pro-cancer water. He can't go, I'm not for it. It's just that these manufacturers are for it and they have their rights too. Well, no, they don't. They don't have more rights than 1 million people who drink groundwater through their wells, okay? They just do not. Now, Voss and the legislature could authorize standards. They could do it. You know what Voss said? He said, absolutely, we're going to study it, S-T-U-D-Y. We will, quote, study, end quote, it. Whenever a politician says he's going to study something, it means he wants to get out of the interview as quick as possible and take to his heels and get out of town so he doesn't have to answer any more questions. They killed it. Study means killed. Study means killed. Republican Party is killing any standards for cancer water alleviation in two respects. One is the legislature is burying it in committee, and the other one is the legislature and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, Republican Supreme Court. Republican Supreme Court has said that lame duck people can stay on. Connor, we have a phone call that lame duck can stay on, and therefore Fred Prehn is staying on, and that is simply not right. So I'm with Cindy Boyle and Peshtigo. Quote, having standards would mean we don't have to live in constant fear of chemicals coming into our wells, that we have the law behind us to protect ourselves. And what is happening is they're not protected. They don't have standards. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's my day, Wisco Paul?
That's a problem with the GOP. They don't want regulations on anything. Meat inspectors, nothing. It's just a sad state of affairs. That's what you get with gerrymandering. But it's worse than this, Matt. You can't eat the fish down by Black Earth, or you're supposed to be limited to the amount of fish you can eat. A lot of Madison Lakes, they've screwed up the fishing industry. I, for one, when I go fishing, I'm going to practice catch and release, because they haven't really put out standards on how many fish you can eat. And once this thing, or if it already has, got into the groundwater, what are going to happen to health? Well, not only your health, but valuations of your homes, everything. And this is what happens when you appoint people like Scott Walker did, and they won't leave. And I don't know when the people are going to wake up in this state that the GOP does not care about anything to do with the environment except for what their corporate donors want them to do. So it gets me pretty excited, because I'm an outdoorsman. And, hey, once you lose the water, what the hell am I supposed to drink?
Yeah, no, you're making a good point. You're making a very good point. And it comes down to this. What rational state does not set standards for forever chemicals? What rational state does not set standards for forever chemicals? Connor, we have another call. We're setting up for a break. Connor, screen that call. Stay on the line, whoever you are. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's going to be a lot more back after the break.